We just heard Larry David talk about creating the character of George. Now we have an interview from the archives with Jason Alexander about playing George. George is self-centered and insecure, devious, resentful, and often broke. Here he is walking into the coffee shop where Jerry and Elaine are already eating.
Where were you?
I went to the beach.
Oh, the beach!
Start working, Jerry. It's just not working.
What is it that isn't working?
Why did it all turn out like this for me? I had so much promise. I was personable. I was bright. Oh, maybe not academically speaking, but I was perceptive. I always know when someone's uncomfortable at a party.
Is that happening over there?
It all became very clear to me sitting out there today that every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be. Every instinct I have in every aspect of life, be it something to wear, something to eat, it's all been wrong. Everyone.
Tuna on toast, coleslaw, cup of coffee.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. I always have tuna on toast. Nothing's ever worked out for me with tuna on toast. I want the complete opposite of tuna on toast. Chicken salad on rye, untoasted, with a side of potato salad and a cup of tea.
Well, there's no telling what can happen from this.
You know, chicken salad's not the opposite of tuna. Salmon's the opposite of tuna, because salmon swim against the current and the tuna swim with it.
Good for the tuna.
In 1992, I asked Jason Alexander to describe the character he plays on Seinfeld.
George seems to be the universal less than everyman. He is neurotic. He is, I guess, described as a classical loser. He tries very hard, perhaps too much. He's very nervous about life and about the city he lives in and the way he's going to be treated. He has, at varying times, an overinflated and an underinflated ego. But through it all, he seems to be able to maintain a pretty steady sense of humor about not only the things around him and the people around him, but about himself. And I guess that's his saving grace.
Now, the character of George seems to be the character that's based on the show's co-creator and head writer, Larry David. In fact, Larry David kind of told us that on the show. Uh-huh. So do you feel like you get any tips from, do you get any insights into George by watching the show's co-creator?
Well, you know, on Larry's behalf, George, I hope, is not quite as neurotic, or rather, Larry's not quite as neurotic as George. Actually, the George character did not start out, at least as far as I know, to be Larry David. When I was first shown the role, when you do a pilot for a series, everything happens very quickly and you make quick decisions. And the first thing that came into my head was, this guy's like Woody Allen. And I did a rather shameless Woody Allen impression for the first couple of episodes. And slowly, as the writers got to know us and we got to know them and the show took shape, I started to see that Larry was throwing in a lot of incidents that happened to him, and the character was beginning to have a syntax, very much the way Larry talked. And I went, oh my God, I think the way to do this is to do Larry. And then I started studying Larry's physical tics and his rhythms and his humors. And it very gradually, and I don't know if it was a conscious effort on either one of us, but the character grew into being sort of an alter ego for Larry. So now, yeah, whenever I'm really stuck on how to do something, I either ask him, you know, Larry, how would you do this? Or I just try and imagine Larry in the situation, and it seems to work.
What's one of the things that you went to him for and said, Larry, how would you do this?
There are line readings sometimes. You know, not all the Seinfeld lines make sense to me right off the bat. A lot of line readings. But line readings are a big thing on our show because, you know, we are populated by stand-up comics. Jerry, of course. Michael Richards was a stand-up. Larry David was a stand-up. Several of our writers were stand-ups. So they write very rhythm-y things. And, I used to do a bit about how Jerry Seinfeld is the only guy in the world who will say the line, are you going to do it? In the following, most people would say, are you going to do it? Or are you going to do it? And Jerry would go, are you going to do it? Is it going to happen? And when I get stuck with some of the line readings, it's because I'm not falling into the Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld reading. So when I get to a line, are you going to do it? And it's not funny. And all of a sudden he says, well, you want to go, are you going to do it? And then all of a sudden, somehow it becomes funny.
That's interesting. Yeah, that is how Seinfeld would say it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm noticing, listening to you, that your voice isn't at all like George's voice.
No, not at all.
You have a much kind of lighter, quieter, more relaxed voice than he does.
Yeah, and hopefully devoid, for the most part, of the New York accent. Like I said, that all sort of developed from the, when I really started, I was doing Woody Allen shamelessly, as I say, and, you know, George sort of became a watered-down version of that.
George has a little whine in his voice, and his voice sometimes kind of cracks with nervousness, I think.
What do you mean, Terry?
Exactly.
Yeah, he. Well, you know, George takes everything to heart, I'm afraid, and is affected very deeply. He's a very emotional fellow.
Now, how much of George's style of neurosis and anxiety do you understand or do you share?
I understand almost all of it. I hope I don't share too much of it. I have been in therapy for a while, and if I shared too much of it, I would have to ask my money back. I've said before that I think George is possibly what I might have become had my life not gone so well. You know, had people not given me jobs and said, hey, nice job. If I hadn't met, a wonderful woman that decided to marry me and who loves me and takes care of me. And if my mother wasn't such a wonderful lady, and, you know, if I had more friends like Jerry and Elaine that are constantly sort of dishing me, I might have been much more George-like. Fortunately, my life went a little better than that. George is unemployed. George can't get a date. George doesn't think much of himself, and he is surrounded by friends that keep going, well, you know, he's George. That makes for a slightly more insecure person than myself.
Now, Jerry Seinfeld is not an actor. He's a stand-up comic. And according to Larry David, when a situation is written for Jerry that, you know, that he feels is out of character for himself as a person, he doesn't feel comfortable acting something out if he wouldn't do it as a person himself. So mm-hmm. Your character ends up with that, with that situation.
Yeah, usually it gets thrown to either Julia or myself. Jerry, to his credit, Jerry realized his limitations as an actor going into the show. And I think what has made him so appealing is that he doesn't do things he can't do. In fact, if you watch the show, you'll see that Jerry half the time is about to crack up at what's going on around him. And, you know, when I first started watching, I went, Jerry, you got to stop doing that. You're blowing it. But it actually has become part of the charm of the show and of his character. And Jerry in life, in public life, is not comfortable, with great shows of affection or sexuality. He very rarely gets hot under the collar or angry, or at least not to the point where it's expressed. So for him to do those things on camera would make him extremely uncomfortable. And subsequently, he doesn't do it very much. And if a scene calls for any kind of sexuality, they'll usually throw it to Julia. And if it calls for extreme emotionality, they'll usually throw it to me.
Jason Alexander, recorded in 1992. We'll hear a 1987 interview with Jerry Seinfeld after a break. This is Fresh Air.